Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of the book of Hebrews. We're in the sixth chapter, and we're actually up to the section and the portion of Scripture that many consider to be one of the more difficult in all the Word of God to interpret, to understand, to see what's being said here. I will grant you that there's some things here that make you go, huh, I wonder what that's about. I wonder what's going on. I don't think it is as difficult as people make it, because a lot of times what the issue is, people want to be able to have a straight up and down yes, no, black, white kind of answer to the questions they have. And they want to try to drive all the answers from one portion of the Scripture rather than looking at the totality of Scripture. And if you look at the totality of the Scripture, if you look at what's being said in the letter that is being written here, remember what's happening. The author is explaining to these folks who are believers with a Jewish background that Jesus is better. Jesus is better. Therefore, believe. And he's already been emphasizing and showing that to them, that Jesus is better than the prophets. He's better than the angels. He's better than the law. He's better. He's introduced Melchizedek. We're going to see that he's better than Melchizedek. Jesus is better than all and everything. So therefore, what are we to do? We are to believe. We're not to adhere to the law. We're not to go back. We're to keep pressing on in faith and in belief. Now, that's a big picture of what we're going to see that the book of Hebrews is all about. We've already seen elements of that, but I just tell you right now, that up front to where it'll help us understand you. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read these first 12 verses. Okay, first 12 verses, Hebrews chapter 6. And I'll try to read a little slow here. And I think it's important for us to get just the big picture. You're going to have a bunch of questions that pop in your mind, I have no doubt. And then we will look at that and these various things in subsequent times together, okay? So here's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of instructions about washings, and laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. For ground that drinks the rain, which often falls on it, and brings forth vegetation useful to those for whose sake it is also tilled, receives a blessing from God. But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned. But, beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you and things that accompany salvation, though we are speaking in this way. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name, in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And that's Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. I think you would do well to read that before you recline upon your night bed this evening, okay? To read it over several times. And you heard a couple things that probably arrested your attention, particularly verses 4, 5, and 6. Those are the passages that people often lock into, and they don't see the immediate context, much less the totality of the balance of the Scripture. Listen to these verses again. He says, for, F-O-R, like a therefore, but for, in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. And so you can sort of see what the situation is right here, and we'll talk about it in more detail later. Verses 7, 8, give an example. It says, for ground that drinks the water. So he gives an example of what he's talking about in 4, 5, and 6, gives some insight. But then in verse 9, he says this. He starts with a but, and then he calls them beloved. Remember, he's been calling them brethren all the way through. He says, but beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you. In other words, I believe something else better of you, even though this right here may have happened to somebody else. And so there's some really serious questions that arise and from this passage right here. And like I said, you don't get the answers to everything you want from one passage. Okay, so we'll look at several different things right here just to see what's being said. But in the meantime, go back and read these first 12 verses, Hebrews chapter 6, and we'll delve into them in detail in subsequent episodes, okay? I'll see you then. Goodbye.